Industry has exploded in the last several years. RV sales are up double digits and RV park bookings are up over 650%. Now you can own part of an RV Resort USA property with projected 15 to 20% ROI paid quarterly plus ownership in the land. A real estate investor's dream. To learn more, visit RVResortUSA.com. That's RVResortUSA.com. Or call 833-452-2267. 833-452-2267. Individual results may vary. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Federal Reserve recent announcements is putting the country on course for a deep recession. That means wild swings in the markets and high inflation will continue to put your retirement savings at risk. Protect the money you worked so hard to save for retirement by investing in gold. Let Bishop Gold Group show you how tangible gold investments can help secure your future. Dial pound 250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
Sometimes small changes can make a big difference, like switching your old thermostat for something smarter. Find smart thermostats for as little as $0 at consumersenergy.com/thermostat.
And now, in case you didn't have anything better to do, like get up and start your day, it's us. Thanks for letting us start it with you here on your morning wake up, 1320 WILS. Mike Austin here. And let's talk about working. Let's talk about workforce. There's a lot of negativity going on out there, man. We could have a supply chain big issue coming up with a rail strike maybe this this weekend. And, let's talk about possible layoffs. There's a survey done. The PwC survey polled a whole bunch of executives, like hundreds, and board members, people who run companies. Over half of them say they're already thinking about hiring freezes, layoffs, stuff like that. Joining us now is business strategist. This is a woman who helps companies be more efficient, who helps companies with their personnel problems, such as, well, people who companies can waste a lot of time on micro dramas and personal problems and stuff like that. Yes, they have to be taken care of. Well, Doc knows how to take care of that and shows them how to do that. Dr. Jane Gardner joins us. Doc, it's great to have you on here on your morning wake up.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
All right. So tell me, 52% of companies are thinking of laying people off, slowing down. Is this accurate here? I'm nervous.
Yes, I know. But if you read on down, Mike, it says that two-thirds of employees are increasing pay, expanding benefits. So I think the question for our listeners is, how do you become the one that gets the raise, not the peak slip? And I feel like the thing we're fighting the most is fear.
So we're looking at how to be more valuable, how to show your value. Because yeah, there's this buzz phrase of quiet quitting. Now those are the ones going to get the first the axe, aren't they?
Well, you know, I think the important thing is not about the quitting, but the quiet. So let's stop the quiet as an employee. It's not going to help you to sit back and moan or pout. Get out there, ask your employer what you can do to be the best employee they've got. And do something. Don't be loud, not quiet.
So do you work with the people in charge, or are you able to go into a company and work directly with the personnel and put on conferences and things like that? Because I think we've all experienced those people who just bellyache, and they can bring an entire vibe of a company, the workforce, down. Do you work directly with workers at all?
I do, but it's usually through the gate of I work with a leader, a CEO, who wants me, who values their people enough to say they're valuable. I want to help them get past the fear or get in a higher mindset, because they know that if they can be excited about work, their performance increases.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Jane Gardner, who works with companies on being more efficient as far as workforce goes. We've always told our kids, if you're going to work for someone, don't treat them like they're your enemy. I think a lot of folks go into the workforce thinking of their boss as their nemesis, don't you think?
I think it's a national plague. I really do. But what do we do? Because this is a 50-50 thing. It's employer and employee. And since I work mostly with the big honchos up there, I think it's their responsibility to engage people and make them feel valuable. Because the younger generation of workers has kind of taught us with the Great Resignation that you better listen to me, or I've got some power here. Now, that may be changing, but I don't care. You're going to have higher production, a better bottom line if you care for your people. Research shows that.
Yeah. Well, any good company, I think, is going to have to get their hands around that if they don't already have it. You know, how much does this play into it? Because it always amazes me. Well, that amazed me. But, you know, your average Joe goes to his job, no matter what it is, working on the roof, selling cars, whatever's going on. And he just wants that paycheck and the benefits maybe that come with it. And he wants to take care of, you know, his bills. And how much is important for the average worker to have a vision of the bigger picture, the bigger goal of the company, the mission statement to buy into that? Is that important?
It is, because it motivates them. And think about the average worker, Mike. You're out there spending one third of your life doing this. Let's make it a happy time. And happiness at work is my whole subject. I have several things you can download on my website to get to happy at work. It benefits the employer and the employee. Dr. Jane Gardner,
well,
come try me out.
Yeah, okay, your website again. I want you to give that out.
Dr. Jane Gardner, D-R-J-A-Y-N-E, Gardner.com. I'm here to help both the employer and the employee, because it's all one thing to make money, not separate.
Well, now here's the thing. I know this is your living, but I want you to give up some of these tips and give some of these ideas. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Mike, play along with me a moment and try this, because if you can trick your brain to be confident, you've got a better attitude at work and you perform better. So do something I call a positive anchor. Remember a time when you were confident, when you did something that you were so proud of yourself. Remember how that felt. Get into that feeling, and all of a sudden, you're no longer afraid. You're confident. That's a trick you can use every day. There are other tricks I have. Do you have time?
Yeah, we got to give me one more.
Okay. And this is really exciting, because this is going to be a shock value. And what I'm going to say to you is, get alone, walk outside, get in your car, and this is what I want to do that will relieve all of the stress and vent a minute. I want you, Mike, I want you to scream, S-C-R-E-A-M, because this is the reason I want you to scream. Think of all the headlines. I mean, they're too much for us to deal with, so get it out of the way. I was dealing with some truckers last week and their boss, and I told them, have a scream stop. Stop and vent and get it out of your way.
A scream stop. What if truck stops put a room, like a soundproof room in, like you know, you can go in and get a shower and then go in and scream?
Yes. Well, I have companies that have soundproof rooms that do this, and it really works, because emotions in the brain, Mike, they control the thinking brain. And if you don't get them out of the way, you're going to be, you know, making decisions emotionally, and some things you're going to regret. So that's a quick tip to equalize and balance your brain. Go scream.
Interesting. I've tried that before. I cannot wrap my head around it. I always end up laughing at myself. But, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. I do trick my brain every day. I look in the mirror and I go like, no, Mike, you're not losing hair. you know, Dr. Jane Gardner. This is an interesting subject to me. I didn't know this direction was where we were going to go. This, I think it's very important. Companies need to get their hands around the mentality of what's going on.
Yeah.
These, you know, petty arguments and things like that will slow you down. Again, your website, Dr. Jane Gardner. Go ahead, give it out.
Yes, I'd love to see you on there. DrJaneGardner.com. Come see what I've got to offer you on the website.
I love it, Doc. It's great to have you on. We'll hopefully keep you on our web, I don't have a Rolodex. I have like a bunch of little scrap pieces of paper, but I'm going to put your scrap piece of paper over here as someone I can be in touch with, all right?
Oh, thanks, Mike. Let's stay connected. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a great day. Stay positive. Why don't you, right? 7:46. Yeah. We are going to come back here on your morning wake up, 1320 WILS. And a reminder, if you miss something, or maybe something later in the show you're not going to be around for, like, I mean, we've got some folks on. Jeff Manasso is going to talk about how the violent crime in America. I've got groovy news later. If you miss something, put it up on our web here in our podcast section at 1320WILS.com. You go check it out there. All right, we're working on about 55 degrees, heading up towards 78. A lot of sunshine today. We'll be back in just a minute here. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin with your morning wake up.
If you're struggling to pay your bills, help may be available. Come to one of the free community resource fairs on Tuesday, September 20th at the Letts Community Center, or Wednesday, September 21st at the Alfreda Schmidt Community Center. The Lansing Board of Water and Light and more than a dozen local partners are ready to help connect you with the resources available for housing, utility, food, and child care assistance per available funding and eligibility. Visit lbwl.com for details.
High school sports are as American as apple pie. And going to a game or meet is a chance to see the stars of tomorrow shine today. But as anybody who's ever attended a high school sporting event in Michigan knows, you can't have the stars without the stripes. High schools are currently looking for new officials in almost every sport. Who looks good in stripes? Anybody looking for a way to stay connected to a sport they love. If you like the idea of giving back to your community while earning a few extra bucks, chances are you'd look good in stripes too. We want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. No officials means no games.